We welcome our guest, Bishop T.D. Jakes. Bishop Jakes' new book, it's entitled The Memory Quilt. Bishop Jakes, it's a novel.
It's very different from my other books. You know, I've only done three novels, this being the third one, and it's the first holiday novel I've ever done. I really enjoyed putting it together.
What's The Memory Quilt all about?
You know, the main character named Layla is a very interesting matriarchal type individual who is trying to hold her family together, her grown children are bringing a certain amount of drama into her life. She goes to Bible class when she can. She's working on a quilt, and she's trying to figure out why she's not happy in the middle of a holiday. And I think it's a picture, hopefully a metaphor of something that I see happening in our society, where people are not always happy at happy moments. As we watch life unfold, like the quilt she makes, we begin to find out that sometimes what really brings us joy are the little things in life, and we begin to find out that it's not what we have around us, it's what we have in us.
I noticed the character Layla is a little bitter. Is that something we can expect from a God-fearing woman?
Well, that's not uncommon. You know, you can be a God-fearing person and still have become bitter and frustrated, and I think that happens a lot. And a lot of times, Layla is somebody who is going to church and hearing about the virgin birth and Mary and the holidays, but she goes home to a life that doesn't look at all like what she hears at church. But what she doesn't realize, it's not that what she hears at church is wrong. She's not listening right. And suddenly she realizes that the angel has told the Virgin Mary, "Hail Mary, you've been highly favored." But Mary doesn't go to a wonderful situation. She's a pregnant single woman riding on a camel whose boyfriend is about to give her a bill of divorcement. She goes into labor in a barn. She has a baby in a manger. She wraps him in swaddling clothes. And all of a sudden she realizes that the Christmas story is about finding favor through a struggle, through a storm, through a test. And it's not what you have around you that makes you have favor. It's what you have in you that makes you have the ultimate expression of favor.
You said it's what's in you that makes you have favor. How about explaining that, Bishop Jakes?
You know, that's soul food to me. That's good stuff. That's stuff you use to fight back the vicissitudes of life. And everybody has challenges, but you have to challenge your challenges. And I'm hoping that if people read about Layla and how she challenges her challenge, that they will be inspired and be motivated. It's a quick read. It's an easy read. Not an expensive book. And, you know, I wanted it to be affordable so that the people who need it most can get it or give it and encourage people in the holidays.
I guess, Bishop T.D. Jakes, how are you spending the holidays?
Surrounded by my children and my wife and my siblings and their kids. And my wife and I make it a point to always invite several people over who have either college students with no place to go, or they've lost their parents and they're feeling kind of low, or they're homeless or hungry, and we're going to invite them over to sit down and eat with us as well. And we just have a big old dinner, you know, and we don't care what it is. It might be meatloaf or chicken legs, whatever's on sale, but we're going to have a good time doing it.
Bishop T.D. Jakes, the new book, The Memory Quilt. Our guest, Bishop Jakes, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Bye-bye.